GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're diving into the wild world of crypto, where the floor is lava, and everyone seems to be dancing precariously close to the edge. First, let's talk about the Bitcoin ETF exodus that has everyone in the crypto space scratching their heads. Over a span of just 13 days, Bitcoin ETFs saw outflows amounting to a staggering $4.4 billion, marking a record that flips 2026's cumulative inflows on their head. BlackRock's iBit appears to be the prime mover here, contributing $3.3 billion to this mass migration. This kind of movement typically signals a massive shift in market sentiment, perhaps indicating that big players are losing faith or merely regrouping for a different kind of play. Either way, it's a scene right out of a thriller novel, with high stakes and a lot of money on the move. And just when you think the drama couldn't get any thicker, Arthur Hayes, the crypto market's favorite provocateur, comes into play. Hayes has been accused by Zach XBT, the on-chain detective everyone's learned to fear, of using his substantial influence to pump and then dump four tokens, including WorldCoin, Debbie. Unsurprisingly, these tokens suffered hefty losses once the smoke cleared, with WE dropping 20% in record time. Hayes, true to form, defended his actions, possibly hoping the community would see this as just another day in the Wild West that is crypto trading. But if you're a follower who bought into his hype, the only thing you're holding on to now is regret. As if that weren't enough, let's shift gears to Ethereum, where the departure of 8 senior Ethereum Foundation researchers has caused another ripple in the crypto pond. Joe Lubin, Ethereum co-founder, insists that this is not a crisis, which is precisely the sort of thing you say when you're trying to convince people otherwise. Among those leaving the scene are notables like Tim Bako and Carl Beek, who have been instrumental in Ethereum's pivotal transitions, including the proof-of-stake shift. When the architects of a blockchain ecosystem start walking out the door, it raises questions about the future of Ethereum's development and governance. These aren't interns. These are cornerstone figures whose absence will be felt, and the timing couldn't be more critical as Ethereum navigates its ongoing metamorphosis. What does all this mean for the builders and job seekers in crypto? It's both a cautionary tale and an opportunity. The Bitcoin ETF outflows might signal volatility, but they also mean that there's potential for new players and fresh capital to enter the market. Arthur Hayes's antics remind us that in crypto, influence can be wielded like a double-edged sword. For developers and founders, this highlights the importance of transparency and community trust. As for Ethereum, the departure of key figures doesn't signal the end, but rather a chance for new talent to step up and drive the next wave of innovation. For those looking to make their mark in the blockchain space, it's time to sharpen your tools and seize the moment. So whether you're a developer crafting the next big dApp, a founder steering your project through these turbulent times, or a job seeker looking to dive into the crypto world, the message is clear. Stay informed, stay resilient, and keep building. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.